I'm just checking in here on the repeater, seeing everybody's doing, seeing if everybody's listening. It's my birthday today, and I'm about to have a nice little snooze when I get home after breakfast. So I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll be listening to see what goes on.
N1KRD.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-W-R-O, K-C-A-K-J-O.
N-A-W-R-O, go ahead, Tom.
Well, the better half asked about doing lunch today.
Where are you thinking about down here? One of the places? You want Zeph's or Have we been there too much?
Either or, you know, either Zeph's or George's. I'm just waiting for her to come back from Armada.
I'd be good with, well, I'd be good with either. So why don't you let her pick? It doesn't really matter. I haven't been to George's, but, you know, we know both are good. So up to you, but I'm in.
Sounds good. When she gets in here, I'll hit you up and see which one she prefers. I'll get in touch with you. 73 for now. KZO.
Copy that. N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O, K-C-K-G-O.
What's the verdict, Tom?
Zeph.
Sounds delicious. What do you want, en route now or a little bit later?
I just brought the dogs in. I got to give them a treat, and then we'll be out the door. So maybe about 10, I'll meet you down there.
It's the deal. I'll see you there. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
Easy, kid, Joe. I'm going to get off of All-Star and go back on FBI 2.225. KCK Joe, clear for now. N-A-W-R-O-K-C-K-J-O. N-A-W-R-O, Jim, K-C-K-J-O. We'll be there, just pulling in the town.
Hey, just leaving the driveway now, Tom. Say again. K-C-A-K-J-O, N-A-W-R-O. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
We'll be in behind Zeph in a couple of minutes.
Copy that. Park in Main Street right now.
Okay, we'll be pulling around back. See you there in a minute. WACD Mobile.
N-A-W-R-O Richmond.
Hey, what's up? The grandkids, they knew what 6-7 was.
Ah, yes, the new upcoming generation has stuff we don't know about. Just had a nice lunch with KC8KJO and his XYL over at Ken's.
That's a nice place. Good for you. I forget what Shreni said. It's insignificant or it means nothing. Yeah, she was kind of funny for a four-year-old. She goes, it means nothing, Grandpa. And then they started joking around with me about it. So it was pretty cute. How'd the conversation go with Tom? Pretty good?
Pretty much radios and trains. So I told him about your train deal. So yeah, he's into trains as well. He's probably listening. You out there, Tom?
Well, I got the train set. It's not a Christmas set, but all the stuff is the same. It's a Gold Rush edition, whatever the Gold Rush edition is, but it's I'll just take some of the track out of it, and then we'll use the Gold Rush for other events.
So just curious, if that's G scale, is that indeed Lionel brand, or is it something else?
I am not a train expert, but I'll tell you the way I understand it right now. G was a Lionel word, and that was strictly Lionel. And then they had, I forget, there's a couple other names that I found on the internet, and I'm only internet smart when it comes to trains, plus what this guy was telling me. And then another company made this track, they tried to mimic the size, or they didn't mimic the size, LGB or BGL or something like that, or LGR, I can't remember, whatever it was three letters, but the track was the same, it looked the same, but how they connected together was different, and that was the trick. So you would have to modify the Lionel stuff in order to use the other track, and but the word G, the only G, means Lionel with the pin, so, and that's the stuff that's kind of hard to come by.
Yeah, that sounds about right. LGB, I believe, was, I don't know, European or something, the company. I don't know what it is now. That was years ago. And then another one that was competing with Lionel was MTH, Mike's Train House, MTH. But, yeah, don't know nothing about the bigger scale there. That's going to look nice around the tree, though, I'll tell you that much.
It does. Get to the back of the tree, you're going to run out of track. I think you're wrong about that, though, but hopefully today I have that fixed. I'm going to play around with my Linux box lately. I've been screwing around with Debian versus Ubuntu, so I'm kind of mastering that a little bit, looking at it. That's another thing that's caught my interest, but today it's trains.
All right, let me switch gears here. One of our members asked a question about the online Skywarn class, and I'm trying to research that right now. I'm sure there is one out there, but I don't know too much about that. But I would imagine, I'll clear it with Dave and Mike, but I would imagine we can do online or the regular one in the spring that we have at MISD.
I don't know. We'll go back and do that, too. The other one I kind of like us to get set up with is CPR class, because I haven't done that in a long time. There was supposed to be one yesterday at the fire station, but it got canceled. I was going to go do that, so I haven't had that class in a while. So that's another thing I'd like to see us get wrapped up into a little bit.
I'm pretty sure that's top on Dave's list for 26, you know, especially due to where he works at. I know he wants us to do the CPR class and maybe a short first aid class as well. I think he's looking at that for the first part of 26.
I've got an FMR one, the fire branch, but I don't have anything else. The other one's expired. And the other one I'd like to see if we can't do is an AED class. So, you know, it's all basic stuff nowadays. It's nothing high-end. That's all pretty much basic stuff. So, but I'm sure he can find us instructors for that.
NAWRO. Yeah, I'm good with that, as long as I don't have to, half-joking here, do it on the recording, Annie. Back in the day, many years ago, when I did the EMT1 class, that recording, Annie, oh, man, you got to get it right. Those compressions got to be right, or you're just not going to, you're not going to get the T-shirt.
Yeah, well, now I think it's up to 100. It used to be 60. And you used to have to blow mouth-to-mouth, especially Annie. Ugh, where her lips have been. That one really grossed me out. But I don't think you have to do any of that.
KFA.GT, Bright. Hey, go ahead.
Go ahead.
NAWRO Richmond, go ahead.
I'm just sitting here listening in on you fellas. I don't know if the Skywarn class is the same as what your member is looking for, but the radio station, excuse me, TV station, WDIV, they put on Skywarn classes, you know, in person on like Saturday afternoons once in a while. If that's kind of what he's looking for, you might refer him to check that out.
Well, that's another option maybe, but I think we're going to need the NWS certificate, even though I don't know exactly how much that, I don't know. But we'll have to take a look at it because we're doing the ARPSC here from Macomb County, so I'll have to talk to the boss. But I didn't know that, so I appreciate that, tip. Wally, over to you.
I don't know if that counts or not, so we'll just have to wait and see what the boss says, you know. Don't know if it spells it out, so I guess that's probably something that'll need to be defined better. But the other thing, too, if you go to the NWS, they give you their super secret phone number and everything else. So that was, you know, and I think that's part of the importance of it. You know, it just takes out one more layer of bureaucracy. So I figured out, I guess it's something worth asking about. Thank you for the tidbit of information. So, but yeah, where were we about the other one? So, go ahead, Tim. WB.
Yeah, I pulled the little task book out here and looking. It just says Skywarn Spotter Basic Training Biannually. So, yep. All right, to be determined. We'll have to talk to the boss, I guess. Thanks again for the tip, breaking station.
Yeah, and on the other things, I guess, we definitely got the proper leader for that stuff, too. You know, I don't think that should be mandatory at all, but nonetheless, I think it should be there, you know.
All right, copy that. Wally, I'm going to put something together. I'll probably post it in Discord and ask that question, and then I'll post the minutes from the meeting we had, too, so you guys can take a look at them. NAWRO, after you, sir. Safe travels.
Info is found on the NWS website. So, anyway, I just thought I'd pass it on if it worked for you. If it does, if not, that's all right, too. So.
Yeah, it's not really our call, so I guess that's what we, you know, there's people above us, it's their call.
Yeah, that's how it always goes. There's always somebody above us until something goes wrong. Seems like the direction has changed pretty quick sometimes.
Yep, we'll see what happens. So, hey, Tim, don't forget to put the part on where the executive's pay is doubled.
Well, since it'll still be zero, why don't we just go ahead and triple it?
Well, we're trying to keep inflation under control.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, you guys got me thinking now. I know our member, Dean, he took a winter, I don't know if you still call it Skywarn, but a winter class at St. Clair County. Now I'm getting a little confused. Does that count? So, all right, I got to ask some questions here. I guess, like you said, we're not gonna solve it here, but I'll ask Dave and Mike, and we'll figure it out. Appreciate the tips, guys. NAWRO.
Take care, 67W8DD, and whoever the third one was there, we'll listen out.
Exeter. Thank you. And let's see, other than that, all quiet in the county here. And, don't forget those NTS messages, friends and family that might be out of state or even in state. It might be a little twist, something they're not expecting. So other than that, Brett, I hope to get to you on one of your other nets there, but it just hasn't worked out. But my performing groups are wrapping up starting tomorrow night, so there's a chance you'll hear me on some other nets. We'll see. At any rate, I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if we don't talk again. And thanks, Brett, for running on that. KD8RHB and the Archer Net, WDUSA, I'll stay warm. Over.
All right, very good, Joe. Thank you for your comment, and you improved to loud and clear. So thank you for checking in, and good to hear you as always. I'll do the next station, and then after that we'll take a standby. Whiskey Bravo, Tango Kilo Lima, Quincy.
WBATKLJ in Ypsilanti. I'm down here in the shack, and who's the nut? And Mary Ann's upstairs watching a football game, and I'm not into football, so I figured I'd come down into the shack. The local radio club has our annual meeting, or our, I'm sorry, our monthly meeting on Tuesday. But it is our annual elections, and we do the White Elephants Club, so I figured there's got to be some stuff here in the shack that I'd be willing to part with and give away in the White Elephants Club. So I'm looking at a couple of small PCs with all the various interfaces, but they're loaded up with Puppy Linux and ready to go, and I thought, well, that might make it for a good gift. Also, some hardy souls are going to go out to tomorrow night for our monthly mobile portable team outing. We go out in the field year-round, no matter what the weather, set up some portable stations and operate for a few hours. This time, though, we'll have one of the guys is going to bring his communications trailer, and it has a heater in it that I expect that everybody's going to be congregating inside there because it's not going to be terribly warm tomorrow. But Marianne W8VWI is going to have a crock pot full of chili, so we'll be able to keep warm and keep fed. I was kind of surprised in the preamble of the net there was no mention of ARES or ARPC. That's kind of a severe disappointment. This has always been an ARPC net, mostly supporting ARES operations. But that's a whole other matter, and maybe that accounts for why there's only half a dozen check-ins. They don't feel that they are Oxcom, so they don't bother to check in. Oh, well. But I certainly would like to see it continue to be flagged as being an ARPC net and support the ARES side of the house, because that's the boots on the ground, that's where the work gets done out in the field. With that, WBATKL, back to net.
All right. Very good, Jay. Thank you for your comment. You mentioned, though, in the preamble, it's been the same preamble we've had for a while. I did mention that, concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn, I did mention that. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick standby here. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo, Hotel Bravo. If there's any other stations wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call KD8RHB.
Kilo 8. Kilo Bravo Delta.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Set Ron and Saginaw in and out.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta.
Kilo 8 Delta.
Kilo 8. Julia Bravo Delta, got you in there, Jim. The first time I heard you, you were really, really light, but you're good readable now. Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot Roger, you're in and out. Thanks for checking in. And then Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November Max, I got you in there. Any other station, please call KDNRHB. Okay, hearing none, I'll let Max take his turn and then I'll get back to the list. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, go ahead.
All right, so good afternoon, everybody on the net. Good afternoon, KDNRHB, and thank you for taking the net this afternoon. I do appreciate that. Ann Cohen couldn't get down to the radio to start, so I appreciate you jumping in there to do that. Just to tack on to what you were saying about the preamble. That preamble, the only thing that's changed in the preamble for that paragraph is that we took Racy's out of it. Racy's is not an organization, and we don't
Thankfully, it is done right now, so hurricane season that is, and then thank you for your update on those frequencies. So have a good evening. Next station is Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. My name's Joe, and I'm in the Portage area, trying to get established on the net. This is maybe the second time I've actually made it to the net, and I've got a new setup, a base, in the basement of my home, and I hope I'm sending a good signal. I'd like to take the net threat. This is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot. Back to you.
All right, very good, Joe. Yeah, you're doing good here at my place. Just an adjacent county to you, so, or neighboring county, I should say. But, yeah, you're doing good here. I got you loud and clear in my station. So, thanks again for checking in. Yep, and you're welcome here anytime. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. So, all right, next station, Whiskey Delta 8. Delta X-ray Bravo, go ahead, Charlie.
Hello, Brett and everybody else. A lot of familiar calls tonight. This is WD8AXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, a little bit south of LR and RRF here in Vicksburg. And definitely been spending a lot of time fine-honing knowledge about HF wire antennas and trying to get the hoaxes and the gimmicks out of the radiating elements and get back to radiating elements. And so I even took myself to school today and talked to a guy who is practicing what he preaches, and he's putting up a 160-meter vertical antenna. There's a big AM, 160-meter AM net coming up on Thursday, I think it's 6:30 Michigan time, out of Cincinnati, Ohio, down on 1.936 kilohertz, and it'll be an AM net that'll go probably for a few hours that evening. So if you're not doing anything on Thursday night this week, listen up on 1936 and tune into the AM for reception. It's a club in Cincinnati that's celebrating, I should say, a milestone for the club being in operation since the 1930s. I'm not sure what year they started, they're having this net to celebrate their club beginnings. So that's what's coming up on Thursday night this week for me. The St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club is having its monthly meeting at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night this week down in Centerville, Michigan. And I'll be attending that for sure. So, Brett, there you go. Nice to hear a bunch of District 5 stations on tonight. Thanks, everybody that can make it. And also, hello, John, up there in Battle Creek. So, back to you, Brett. KD8ISD from WDNASB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. Yep, thanks. Five District 5 stations on. Yeah, just to get you out, of course. Thanks again. Yeah, good to hear you. You're loud and clear this evening, Charlie. All right, next station is Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
KDARC is the best. This is KJPD. His name is Jeff, ETRO, Washtenaw County.
Oh, Jeff,
basically what it's starting to do now with is a little forward planning for some of the things we might like to start next year. Try to make, albeit somewhat slow, but steady progress getting where at least I think we ought to be. Not be prescient. I am prone to every so often make a little bit of a difference. Actually, when I do make a difference, it's usually a pretty good one. Anyway, we're starting to think about what we'd like to do a little, a little differently, a little more next year, which is good. And then, in January, I think we get
from AC8AC, mobile 8. KF8FGT from AC8AT. KF8FGT from AC8AC.
KF8FGT responding to AC8AC.
Hey, I finally got back to you.
What's going on?
I'm just dropping Chris off. I don't know how long my string is going to be, so I'm almost into Monroe now.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear here. I just sat down and made myself some dinner. This is in three of us, so I had to fend for myself tonight.
Here, big boy, you'll figure it out. tonight was Dart League night. I won all three of my games. I got lucky on the last two. And now I'm heading back up there after I dropped him off. I just picked up some McDonk's for him for the ride home.
Yeah, I was out till after 11 last night, way past my bedtime, but, yeah, Kroger had some roast on sale today, so I threw a roast in the crock pot this morning. It's been puttering out around here.
Yeah, I was hoping Cameron would do that this weekend, but he didn't pick up any roast. He did it 2 weeks in a row. That was pretty good. I'll always take a free-to me meal. Yeah, he made one 2 weeks in a row. His uncle got to eat some last week, so he got pretty lucky there. And Roger went back home with his wife. He was there 3 days, I believe it was. What a nightmare.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be there very long. Yeah. I guess we've each got our own churches, don't we?
Yeah, I think his circus is a little worse than ours. whatever. You don't hear the stereo, do you? And Chris is listening to it.
No, not at all. I got excited just a minute ago because the package came to the door. Said Oriental Express or something on it. And I thought maybe it was that new radio. Because it says it's shipping out of Guangdong, China. But it wasn't it. Got the cord. They mailed me the cord.
KF8FGT from AC8AC. Yeah, you never know. It could be the next day or it could be the next month. I really don't know when the packages come from overseas. I used to get a lot of electronics parts from a guy in Russia. They were pretty notorious 3 months. That was before the war. You're not getting much out of there now. Unless it's sub-assemblies that are built outside of Russia. It's kind of hard to get anything out of there right now.
Yeah, I hope to not have to wait that long. So. I told her I had a new radio coming, a mobile unit for the truck. And she said, well, why don't you just buy a base unit for at home, too? And I was like, hold on a minute. I gotta figure this stuff out first, but I just went to mobile for the power. It's like, hell, you're almost in Monroe. But I can talk to you still, so I'm impressed with that on this little HD.
Yeah, I got a pretty decent gain on this antenna. About the biggest 2 meter 440 antenna at the time that I could get my hands on. because my commute was from Monroe to Novi. I used to talk to the guys at the Novi repeater all the time. I talked to them too and from work. But I had to, once I got down about where I'm at now, I'd have to turn on an extra 100 watts or so to keep talking to them. Quite a ways away though. I'm at do right now. So I guess what, 20, 22 miles straight shot for the repeater. What's upon the end of my string? We'll catch up and switch you in a bit, Chad. I'm going to drop him off. I'm just a few minutes away anyway. Catch you soon. KF8FTC from AC8AC73.
Yeah, KF8FTC to AC8AC. Copy that. I'm going to finish my dinner.
KF8AYL.
KF8FTT, yep, still here. I got to learn all these lingos. Somebody asked somebody earlier if his, I think he was asking if his wife was around, XY something, I don't know.
There's no lingo here on ham. You're hearing things. Probably heard XYL.
Yeah, that was it. And the AYL that you just used, I just kind of figured that one out.
Well, there's call signs and there's lingo. KF8AYL.
So do you know what an XYL is?
Yeah, it's the wife, or the girlfriend, or the missus. AC8AC.
Well, YL is young lady, and when you marry them, they become the XYL. Anyhow.
Well, X was when you divorced them.
Well, yeah, you said KF8AYL, but I knew you were coming back looking for me after you dropped Chris off, so... I assumed you were calling me.
I think there's... I wasn't calling anybody in particular. I just finished watching the darts and turned the radio on and threw my call out there.
19 years in, that's the first I heard was XYL is the wife and the YL is the girlfriend. See? You learn something new every day. Well, see, that's probably not... radio lingo, that's probably bro code.
I guess that depends. The bro code with a pocket protector, maybe. I didn't catch the name. I guess KFAYL, is that what it is? I didn't catch your name. This here is Matt. Calls Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Charlie, and then Chad's over there. KF8FGT.
KF8AYL. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. I just turned the radio on. I didn't hear anything, so I threw the call out there. But there was something going on. Don't let me interrupt you.
You're not interrupting anybody. More to the merrier. Oh, yeah, I see it. Chad?
Yeah, I'm a newbie, so I probably stepped on your call-out accidentally thinking he was calling me. So I apologize for that. I'm still learning the stuff.
Well, you're not using pen code, so you're doing all right. And the name's Ken here, by the way.
Good to meet you, Ken. Yeah, we're all, yeah, that's what they call us amateurs. One day we'll graduate. That's the way I see it. It's all for the spirit of the hobby, the way I see it. Okay.
Well, Matt got me into this. He made it pretty clear when I jokingly said breaker, breaker, you know, in private conversation, that I can't say that, so there's that.
Well, you can get away with it once. That's all right. Nobody's going to jump down your throat. Matt?
Yeah, it's gotten a little better the past, I'd say 15 years. It used to be really strict at one time. It's hard for anybody to learn when it's super strict. You gotta have the middle of the road somewhere. Yeah, I'm heading back. I'm into Rockwood now. Pretty surprised how well this repeater works. Well, I got a decent mobile, but that's quite a ways to work. Yeah, we'll get the. I'm working on getting Chad towards his general as well. Gotta teach him a little bit more electronic skills, I think. It's a process. Okay, they got GT from ACADC.
Well, that's why I said when I get into the level like that of, you know, for building a base unit at home, that you're going to have to make a trip to Three Rivers.
Well, let's see, Rockwood, Three Rivers, you guys must be somewhere over towards Lansing, I'm taking it. I'm here in Birch Run.
Now, sir, I'm in Lincoln Park, but I'm moving.
I was dropping off my son. He was
going 75. So we're both over here right now. First run is pretty successful.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You guys doubled and nobody won.
Go ahead, Chad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we accidentally stepped on each other. I'm not in Three Rivers. I'm in Lincoln Park, downriver, and he's just south of town here, coming back from Monroe. I'm moving to Three Rivers in about 2 months. So that's why I said he'd have to come to Three Rivers.
All right, well, I'm up here off the Guilford repeater, which is, I'm on UHA. This is a Burt repeater, which is right down the road from me. Sometimes I forget which side I'm on. But yeah, mid-Michigan. Got about a foot of snow on the ground here, and nice and cold. So, wood stove's been burning through some wood real quick, like. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah, this must be a pretty well-linked repeater. I know this is this one's part of the WACMN crew. These guys are really, really good. Setting up stuff. I haven't really used this repeater but once or twice. Must be linked fairly well. But that was something I was talking to you about, Chad, is often there are repeaters that are linked to gain extra coverage. Pretty neat how it works. Some of it's voice, a lot of it's voice, but sometimes they use RF means as well. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, then I guess I have the question is, I know they can be linked, but how do I know how far out it's going? You know, I'm on the Detroit repeater right now. Obviously, it's reaching either Flint off your repeater. So how do I know if I'm talking on other repeaters?
The short answer is you don't. There are some, there is some information out there on the interwebs about, you know, what's linked. Like Matt said, that I'm on the W8KMM coming in, but I think you're coming in from the FBI side of things, which is a whole other network of repeaters, so there's a whole bunch. He's got another website. Yeah, I mean, somebody could stand up another one and link it to a bunch of others, and you wouldn't know. So, who knows? All that matters is who are you talking to, and are they worth talking to?
I can perhaps shed a little light if you're interested.
Go ahead, sir. This is AC-8AC.
All right. Yeah, how you doing? Sean here, W8FU. And, yeah, that's absolutely correct. You don't really know any given repeater you work could or may not be connected unless they announce it. You'd have no way of really knowing. The one that you're on is the KC-8LTS repeater in Detroit. TJ's machine. He's affiliated with and connected to the Central Michigan Network, which is the same one that the other gentleman's on up in Burt. That's all part of the Central Michigan Network. I am currently coming in on the Warren Kate FBI repeater, and you know, the Kate FBI repeaters are connected up to the Central Michigan repeaters on this on the UHF side. If you want to see what's connected and who's coming in from where, you can go to Central Michigan and see all their repeaters. But I will suggest k8fbi.org. If you go to k8fbi.org, it'll show you all the FBI links in the top window, and then all the Central Michigan repeaters in the bottom window. So you can kind of see all of the different repeaters and who's coming in on which one. That'll give you an idea of where it's linked up, what cities are connected, et cetera, who's coming in with private notes and All-Star. And this is exclusively almost all VoIP, or, as we say, apt-repeat variation of All-Star. So anyhow, if there's any other questions, let me know. You guys carry on. Both sounding really good from whatever repeaters you're coming in on. Says W8FU. Again, the name is Sean.
Let me make sure I have it. I think that was W8 Foxtrot Uniform, is it? That call's familiar. I think I've ran across you before. Yeah. Yeah, exactly what he said. I was going to suggest going to the W8CMN page. But yeah, the FBI, I forgot about that page as well. Yeah, there's pretty big networks. Like, these guys really do a stand-up job, how they set it all up. Very seamless. Go ahead, Chet. Don't forget your call.
KFA-FCC. So, hypothetically, even on this little HT, if I was to go to that website and find a path, so to speak, if there was somebody, let's say, up in St. Ignace that I wanted to reach, I could look at that and find my way. So like when I move home to Three Rivers and I want to talk to Matt, I could bounce or link through.
Well, let me see if I got it again. Not exactly. The repeaters that are connected are kind of the repeaters that are connected. And if there isn't one where you're looking, then you could connect a private node up there. You could even put a small, like, personal repeater up in that area and connect it in. It's after all, it's just an all-star network. But currently, there isn't nothing that far north. There is another group of Central Michigan repeaters in the northern up that way, but they tend to keep that network separate. They have connected occasionally, but for the most part, they are not connected. But if you wanted some of that area, a lot of guys on this network are running personal nodes, and they connect in. In fact, if you do go to that K8FBI.org, you'll see that in addition to the repeaters that are generally indicated by, you know, having a plus sign after their, you know, they're all K8FBI and then a plus sign, you'll see some other call signs in there. For instance, KCAKJO, he's connected in from Memphis, and N1KRD is connected in from Southfield, and KD8ESG is connected in from Oxford. Those guys are all running personal nodes, and they're connected up into the, you know, in as well. So they bring their little area. It might just be their block or so around their house, you know, with a small personal node, or they might have an outside antenna and get a couple of miles, so you never know. But again, you get kind of what you get, what the repeaters offer, and I think the furthest north they go right now probably is the BERT machine, and I think after that there's kind of a dark zone, and then you've got the northern repeaters. So, all right, anyhow, I hope that helps. Anyhow, any other questions, I'll be listening. Back to the Lions game, which we're 10 points down now. God darn it. W8FU.
KE4ZYQ is coming in on the KC8UMP, Mount Clements, linked repeater to this one.
Go ahead, sir. I was trying to pay attention to the traffic around me. I didn't catch the full call. Go ahead. This is AC8AC.
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan. I'm sitting here watching the Lions game, too, at the home QTH, and I just listened in on the Mount Clements linked repeater to all these repeaters, and that is the KC8UMP repeater 448.625. Back to the football, KE4ZYQ. Name is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo.
Hey, good to meet you, Joe. Yeah, it's Chad's getting a good run in on how linked repeaters can work. We talked about that not long ago, just before he got licensed. You know, linked repeaters can be pretty wild. Yeah, I would definitely check out them web pages, Chad. You'll learn a lot of information on there. A lot of it I really don't know even. I've been around a while, but repeater hopping is something I haven't done a whole lot. I play a lot on HF. Go ahead, Chad. AC8AC.
Yeah, I was just using the up north as an example for mileage. Everything I'm probably going to do down here to talk to Matt will be below 96, and those repeaters are there. So I just got to find the path. But I do have a question. I don't know if it's possible, because I only have a technician license. Is there any chance? Is there any chance that a linked repeater could be on a frequency that I'm not allowed to use and not know it?
That's going to be not really. If you're transmitting on a repeater that you're allowed to transmit on,
then if the repeater is going out on some other frequency that you're not allowed on, that's their problem, not yours. But you just heard it from the horse's mouth. Sean runs, I don't want to pretend to know anything, but Sean, I believe Sean runs the K8FBI stuff. So he's very well versed in everything that goes on down there, that's for sure. But I believe the rule is, if you're transmitting on a repeater that's out and they're cross-linking to something that you're not allowed, that's not your concern.
That is correct. As long as he's legal where he's transmitting, then he's legal. The trustee of the repeater that's linking is responsible for the transmission from there. So, not a problem. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, I kind of figured that was the answer, but I thought I'd better ask. So this conversation that we're having right now is audible on all link repeaters right now, so it could be playing on, you know, 20, 25 different repeaters.
That's right, your voice is booming across a better part of the state right now. KF80WOW.
Well, we got DMH, Munson, Traverse City. So we got even Traverse City, so that's, Levering. We got Levering in there too, so, yeah. Yeah, you've got Levering, which is up near Charlevoix. Holly, Traverse City, Mayville, Dansville, out toward Lansing, Flint, Mount Clemens, Detroit. So, yeah, all over the place. Probably a good dozen, 15 repeaters.
Okay, so that makes me another question, and I listen in the mornings, I have the radio with me, and I do it on the way home at night, and I don't hear anybody talking generally except the local few people that I've heard. Is it just because the people, other people on the repeaters just aren't using them, or is there a reason that I can't hear them if I can't hear them, if that makes sense?
Yeah, they're just simply not in use. That's all. AC-8AC.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the reason we link, because repeaters have gotten pretty sparse use in recent years. And so we link them to try to get the usage case up. And then, you know, increase the footprint, you know, so that you can travel around and always have coverage. So, but, yeah, it's just not a whole lot of folks. You never know. You know, sometimes, you know, there's been quite a few people checking in from all over, and then other times just a small group, you know, a couple of people. You know, so it's just a state of repeaters in this day and age, I think, really more than anything. Just not a lot of traffic on all the repeaters. But hey, I'm going to get back to the game and check on my pot roast. It's quite a bit later than I expected it to be done. W8FU, carry on, guys. Sorry to interrupt.
You're actually eating at home and you're not doing takeout? I think that's the first. That's the first time I've ever heard Sean's eating at home, cooking at home. Anyway, sorry. KF80WOW.
Well, let me make sure I have it here.
All right, gentlemen.
Nice to meet a few of you, and yeah, now I remember Sean. Good to meet your acquaintance, and good to hear everybody out here this evening. I'm back at my destination, and we'll hope to catch you soon. 7-3 all from AC-8AC.
Yep, KF-8-FGT. I'm out myself. I just did the dishes, and I hope your women didn't just hear me say that, put you in a spot. I had a delicious pot roast myself. So thanks for all the input. I'm sure I'll have about 735 more questions at some point. So KF8FTT 73 all.
I'm jealous, and here you got two pot roasts going, and I got takeout when I usually eat at home. Anyway, y'all have a fine evening, KF8AYO.
KF8AYO, KF8DIC.
What's going on there, Detroit Rock City? You got a pot roast going too?
Okay, I just finished eating. I had some shish kebab, and I just finished eating and watching a movie. How you doing?
Oh, just blended. Just got done watching the darts. It's darts, World Darts Championship time of year. The American guy, he lost. He won a set, but couldn't pull it through for the three sets, so that's too bad, but the darts moves on.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You got these locks going? Last night it was cold.
Yeah, I've been burning through wood and frying quicker. It's a little bit earlier in the season to be burning through as much wood as I've burned through. I got to reload the porch, maybe half the porch already. That's usually a first. I usually don't have to do that until after Christmas. I load half the porch. I load the whole porch, but I burn half. You know, I take a pile off the half and I have to reload that half while I work the other half or whatever. Yeah, I got to reload the porch already. So, yeah, it's been cold.
Yeah, Ken, it's been cold. That furnace has been kicking every 5 minutes. Last night, it did not stop. I don't know why, but it did not stop. I guess because the windshield was 15 below here.
Well, it really shouldn't run nonstop. If that's kind of a sudden thing, there's something else going on. At least that's what it would trigger in my head anyway, but I don't know what's going on in your house.
Well, I mean, I got up at night, it was running. I laid down a little bit, got up again. I heard it running. And I got up again after a half hour. It was going. I don't know, it could be turned off when I was falling asleep.
It definitely could have been. It was cold last night. It was, I think it was, one of my deer cameras tripped at around 3 in the morning and it said 2 degrees, so. It was pretty cold.
So now you're getting ready for another patch of wood, right?
I hope not. Right now, I reloaded about 3 hours ago. That should be good for another couple hours at least. I'll reload again before when I go in and I go to bed. But, yeah, 3-4 hours at this temperature is what I get. Yeah, I gotta keep reloading. Gotta keep the house warm. Or I could be lazy. I could just stop burning and burn propane. I could do that. But I don't like to.
Oh, I know you don't like to because it's not a cigar time, correct?
Well, if I'm burning wood or burning propane, it makes no inroad on whether I'm smoking a cigar or not. So don't worry, I have a cigar going right now. So don't worry, you're covered.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm covered.
Well, I got our Christmas tree up finally. That's usually a three-day project for me. I finished that today. 16.5 feet. The Christmas tree is this year. We got a kind of a tall house, so I always look for these tall, skinny trees at the farms. I've been working the farm from their, all their tall trees for the last 5 years. The guy's gotten to know me. He's like, oh yeah, here he comes in his Dodge. He's gonna take one of those. There's like three or four tall ones left. He's gonna take one of those. Yeah, that's right. You know me. I'm gonna take one of those. That's for sure. I got the nice, tall, thin ones. He keeps them pruned at that place, which is nice. Because if, when you get tall ones, you can get really wide at the base. And I've had some of those, which takes up half the room. But, yeah, this year's is nice and thin. It's only, I don't know, probably 6 foot at the base. It's not really much bigger than a regular 6 foot tree at the base. So, trees up, lighted, decorated. My wife's decorating the house right now. Because I brought up all the Christmas stuff from the basement, so she was putting all that around. But the tree is my responsibility, decorating, lighting, getting it up. But it's done. So I can relax now. Now it's Christmas, officially.
Sure. I want to ask you, when you went to visit the guy, you had a cigar in your hand? KFADRC.
No, I don't. Because a cigar is a two-hour experience at a minimum. So, you know, when I go to the Christmas tree farm, I need to be using my hands. I need to be walking around looking. I need to cut the tree down. I need to use their little cart to haul it back to the thing there. And so the answer is no.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. He didn't have no cigar around when you picked up the tree. Anyhow, how's your wife, by the way?
She's pretty good. She just started a new medication, which has been not so deluxe for her. So she's been a little bit, she's all right, but she's got to take it once a week, and then, yeah, the day, like 24, 48 hours after she takes it, it's supposed to get better, but, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how she does with that. Been having a bit of a rough time with it, but she's all right. She's good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, really. I was sad back then about the problem she had. I was really sad because you need somebody there, you know what I'm saying? And not saying 100%, but always they say two breeds better than one.
Well, that's definitely true. Yeah, she had those problems last year, and that was kind of a big issue, but she got over that. She's all good from that, but she had to start a different medication now for something else, and been playing havoc with her every other week. But at the end of the day, she's all right. She's good. She's really good. And I'm glad for it.
Yeah, me too. Anyhow, Ken, I'm going to let you go because I got to get my ice cream going. So I will talk to you later on. And good to hear you out there. I heard you out there, and that's why I came back. We'll talk again. And keep going on the equipment you got out there. Make sure you check it before you go north.
All right, Jack. Well, you enjoy your ice cream. Just make sure you go outside while you're eating it so you can eat your ice cream while it's 6 degrees outside.
Just for you, I'll do that. I put a long jacket on and coat, both of them. Take care. Have a good evening. KFA-CIC.
All right, Jack. Enjoy the rest of your night.
KFA-AYL.
Node 6207225 connected to UHF Hub.
WSM test 12345. WSM. Going the other way, 12345. Oh, wow.
Node 6207225 disconnected.